Hi, and thanks for joining me on yet another interesting and inspiring episode of my marriage podcast, where I talk about issues faced by couples in marriage and I proffer solutions that they can apply in their marriage so that they can have a successful marriage. I'd like to start by saying your marriage will be a success. You shall never experience a broken home. You shall have peace and love in your marriage in Jesus' name. Amen. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about empathy in your marriage. Hi, and welcome to yet another interesting episode of my marriage podcast, and I'm your host, Uche Ali. Remember to consider subscribing, and also remember that you can always send me a voice message at anchor.fm/mymarriagepodcast. I hope to get your voice messages. Now, like I said earlier on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the issue of empathy in marriage. Empathy is very important in marriage, and a lot of conflict that couples are facing today in their marriage is as a result of lack of empathy in their marriage. So what is empathy? Empathy is considering the feelings of other people before, you know, you do anything to them. And then bringing it down to marriage, it means considering the feelings of your spouse before making any decision or before taking any action. Now, when you don't have empathy in your marriage, I tell you that there's going to be constant conflict and constant issues in your marriage. You're going to be moving from one issue to the other because of lack of empathy in your marriage. So as individual, you need to learn to have empathy for your spouse, because when you have empathy for your spouse, you're going to think about how the decision you're going to make is going to affect your spouse. You're not just going to be self-centered. You're not going to just be selfish or just think only about your own happiness when making any decision. Because in marriage, whatever decision you make at the end of the day is going to affect your partner. And so you must consider the feelings of your spouse before taking an action or making a decision. Now, let's talk about the issue of infidelity in marriage today. This is an issue that is hurting a lot of marriages today. A lot of couples are struggling with this. And do you know the reason for this? Because of lack of empathy. The spouse which is committing infidelity lacks empathy. Because if that person thinks about how the decision he or she is making is going to affect the spouse, I tell you, you will not want to cheat on your partner. But because this individual does not care about how his or her decision is going to affect his or her spouse, you know, just thinking about his own or her own temporary happiness, then he goes on to cheat on his or her partner. And so, for you to have peace in your marriage, for you to experience joy and happiness in your marriage, you need to have empathy. And another thing is that empathy shows that you love your spouse. When there is no empathy, it simply means there is no love in that marriage. Because when you love your spouse, you're always going to think about how what the decision you're going to take is going to affect your spouse. Because you know that when your spouse is sad, you know that when your spouse is unhappy, you are also going to be unhappy. But when there is no love, you're going to be self-centered. You're going to be very selfish. You wouldn't care about what you're doing, how it's going to affect your spouse. And I tell you that at the end of the day, that marriage is not going to stand the test of time. And so empathy is very important in marriage. It is an essential part of marriage. Because it takes two to make marriage to work. So if you don't consider the feelings of your spouse and you continuously do what is going to make you happy but is going to make your spouse sad, I tell you, your relationship cannot work out. And so there is need for you to compromise in your marriage. There is need for you to make sacrifices in your marriage for your relationship to work out. But it starts with you having empathy. If you don't have empathy, you will not be ready to make any sacrifice for your marriage. Even though you know this thing is going to make you happy, but you know that at the end of the day, it's going to make your spouse to be sad, then you make a compromise, you make sacrifice, and you end up not doing it because you want your spouse to be happy, because you want peace in your marriage. But when you don't have empathy, you think only about yourself. You are selfish. You don't care. And the truth is that there is no benefit in it. For as long as you are in marriage, there is no benefit in it. You must always consider the feelings of your spouse. Just take a look at what is happening in marriage today on this same issue of infidelity. Last 2 weeks, I read online about a woman who, you know, was violent towards her husband because the man has been cheating on her, and she used her car to hit the man and was even dragging the man on the floor before, you know, rescue came for the man, and the man was taken to the hospital, and nobody even knows whether the man is going to survive. Now, what this woman has done is wrong. What the man has also done is wrong, because the man in the first place lacked empathy by cheating on his wife. The wife also lacked empathy by reacting to the extent of being violent towards the man and hitting the man with her car. So you can see how lack of empathy can destroy a marriage. It is not an issue to be toiled with. For as long as you want to enjoy your marriage, for as long as you want to have peace in your marriage, there is need for you to have empathy. You must always consider the feelings of your spouse. You must always consider how your decision is going to affect your spouse. Remember the vow you took to love, to care, to cherish. If you don't have empathy, are you showing that you love your spouse? When you don't have empathy, are you showing that you care, that you cherish your spouse? Of course not. So if you must show that you are committed to that vow you took, you need to have empathy. When you have empathy, it shows you're not self-centered. It shows you're not selfish. It shows that you love your spouse. The moment you don't have empathy is a clear sign of lack of love for your spouse. Because when you don't have love, you don't care. You don't care how your spouse feels about what you're doing. You don't care about how your decision is going to affect your spouse. So when there is no empathy, it simply means you don't love your spouse. And when there is no love in a marriage, I tell you, it's only a matter of time before that marriage will collapse. And so as couples or as individuals in your marriage, you need to learn to have empathy. If you don't have empathy, start to build it. Before you talk to your spouse, have you considered how those words are going to affect your spouse? A lot of couples today are going through emotional violence in their marriage. Those words hurt so deep. It shows lack of empathy. in your marriage. And so if you love your spouse, you're going to be careful about the words that you speak to them, because you don't want to hurt the feelings of your spouse. And that is why empathy is very important in your marriage. If you don't have empathy, you're not going to care about the words that you speak to your spouse. And so you need to be careful about the words you speak. Some spouses today are going through emotional violence in their marriage just because of the words that have been spoken to them by their spouse. And you know, emotional violence is very dangerous, more than physical violence, because you're not going to see the physical injury on the body. Some spouses today are also going through low self-esteem because of the words that have been spoken to them by their spouse. And so if you must have peace in your marriage, if you must have a successful marriage, you need to learn to have empathy as an individual in your marriage. And this will show that you love your spouse through the words that you speak to your spouse. You will only speak words that are suiting, words that are loving. You will not hurt your spouse emotionally through the words that you speak. You will not cause your spouse to have low self-esteem through the words that you speak. And so if you don't have empathy, it's never too late. Learn how to have empathy now, because at the end of the day, it's going to help you to have a successful marriage. Thank you for listening to today's episode of My Marriage Podcast. Remember to subscribe so that you get notified when a new episode is out. Check out for a new episode every Monday on Move TV if you are in Nigeria, and on Friday on your favorite podcast app. Remember that you can help this podcast to grow by sharing it and also by letting others find it when you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast app. Please also support My Marriage Podcast by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. You can also find My Marriage Podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Blu-ray, Speaker, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, YouTube, and any other podcast app. Connect with me on Instagram at mymarriagepodc1 and on email at maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Before I go, I'd like to say that the joy stealers will never steal the joy in your home, that the home breakers will never break your home, that your marriage will last forever, and you will keep on finding peace and joy in your home. In Jesus' name. Amen.